This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm delighted to be speaking with part-time Telluride local Vern Petrie. Vern is, yes, a renowned lawyer, but he's also now a first-time cookbook author. And his book, Tuscany Almirano, The Culinary Journey, will be featured at Between the Covers Bookstore, and to introduce it, we'll do a special cooking event at the Wilkinson Public Library. Vern, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. So could you describe the circumstances under which you arrived in America? I think you were 12 years old, and you had not seen your mother since age 3. Talk a little bit about those circumstances.
Well, that's exactly right. And we were separated by the war. And as soon as the war was over, why, we went ahead and I came to America. We had tried to come over earlier, but the ship was not allowed to leave port because shipping was being torpedoed by the Germans.
And what was your mother doing in America when you arrived?
My mother had been born in Chicago. She was an American citizen, and she registered me as an American citizen. And she was working at a restaurant and living with the people that owned it when she first came to America. And by the time I got over there, she was still there, but eventually she bought the restaurant herself.
And what was the name of the restaurant?
The name of the restaurant was the Riviera. And it was an upscale restaurant with a cocktail lounge frequented by the local businessmen, doctors, et cetera.
Okay. So it's a long story, but eventually you did get to Indiana University. What did you major in, and did your studies have anything at all to do with food?
My studies had nothing to do with food. I majored in business and economics, and food was something that I would go home and enjoy my mom's cooking on a weekend. Then I would go back and eat in the food lines of Indiana University.
So, but you did have a hobby. It wasn't food. What was it?
Well, my hobby was playing the accordion. And I had been playing the accordion ever since I came to the United States. When I was 12 years old. First thing I did when I come here is take accordion lessons. And the accordion was my way, since I couldn't speak English, the accordion was my opening to being able to deal with and meeting people and taking me out of my shell that I was hiding in because of the embarrassment and not being able to speak English.
Okay. And did it work? The accordion helped you?
It worked very, very well. I don't know what I would have done without it, but I was able to. I put together a band when I was a freshman in high school, and we had a 5-piece band, and I got gigs, and I would be kicked out of the restaurant sometimes, out of the cocktail lounges, because I was too young to be there. But it worked out great. And eventually,
okay.
Yeah.
And eventually, I'm sorry to have interrupted you, eventually.
Okay. And eventually, I proceeded to get gigs in many of the country clubs and the local restaurant and cocktail lounges. And it was an avocation that I kept on all through college. I would go home to the Chicago area on weekends, and I would play at country clubs, weddings, and all kinds of things. So it was one of the best things that I've ever done. It really helped me to come together. And of course, later on, I learned how to speak English pretty well, and It took second place as soon as I graduated from high school, of course, because then when I graduated from college, I became a counterintelligence agent and traveled all over the world. So that's another
story. At what point in your life, Vern, did food preparation become a major avocation?
Well, when I came back and went through law school, I ran and was elected as a district attorney and here in Indiana, a state's attorney. And I was able to settle down. And when I did that, I was able to go back. And since my mom was in Chicago and I was down to Bloomington, Indiana, I had to cook my own Italian cuisine that I had grown up with all those years. And if I was going to eat it, I'd have to cook it myself. So I went ahead and pursued obtaining recipes, and I had a lot of memories, of course. I know what it tastes like, so I went ahead and proceeded to learn how to cook it.
And you entertained family on Sundays, and then it became a much bigger deal. So
yes, and it got to the point where my family really looked forward to the Sunday dinners. And then, of course, as people learned about what I was cooking, we would have them over our house for dinner. They invited me over their house for dinner many, many times. I would go over people's homes and say, you know, they would say, "Vernon, how about coming over to my house and cooking dinner for us? And we're going to have six people over there." And so I started doing it. I started getting a reputation, and everybody's asking me, you know, "Why don't you put together a cookbook?" So my wife, Dr. Nancy Brandon, she's a cardiologist and a very talented photographer, and she said, "We can do it ourselves. We can do it." So I hired a publicist to do it, a publishing house to do it. But unfortunately, in the middle of it, they went under, and I was left there hanging. So I decided to go into their kitchen, and I cooked about three-quarters of the recipes in the cookbook and, of course, wrote all the text that's in there. And we eventually put it together with my wife taking photographs and organizing the chapters. And I never could have done it without her, I'll tell you that.
So, wonderful. Thank you for that story. Final question. How did you find Telluride? How did Telluride become part of your life?
Well, we went on a vacation. We wanted to go to the mountains. You know, we're in the flatlands here in Indiana. And we came up there. We went to the peaks. We found the peaks. And we looked out in this beautiful area, the mountains and the valleys and that golf course up there. And we decided, well, this is really a beautiful place. And we really fell in love with it. And eventually we bought our land up in Little Cone and by Woods Lake. And we've been there ever since. Because of the high amount of snow that we've experienced up there and the inability to come and go as you like, we decided to buy a condo also up in the village to help us maneuver ourselves in and out of the area during inclement weather.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you very much for your story and for wrapping it up with the Telluride tale. So this is Susan Vibrott, Telluride Inside and Out. I've been speaking with Vern Petrie. He has just put together a book, he and his wife, I should say, all about cooking Italian food. The name of the book, Tuscany al Verano, The Culinary Journey. It will be featured at Between the Covers Bookstore, and Vern will do a special cooking event at the Wilkinson Public Library. Thanks so much for joining me, Vern.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.